Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back!
I think I might have started talking to her early.
Hi. If you are wondering why does it sound weird...
We're in the bathroom because Megan needs to get ready and, you know... I can't get ready after we podcast because then I'm going to be running very, very behind and my boyfriend's going to be like, where the fuck are you? And be like, I'm sorry, we had to podcast, we had to dye our hair, we had a lot of girly things to do today.
What do you guys have planned for tonight?
I don't know yet. He's got to wake up from his nap.
Nappy nap.
He's a child.
So they're going to hang out. I'm going to go home with my cat. And we're going to have a great night. But it's, you guys, it's Memorial Day weekend, so you guys will probably be listening to this on Tuesday, because let's be real, I'm not going to upload this tomorrow.
Yes, sorry. Because I'm probably not going to edit it, so that way this will be the beginning of it.
So hopefully you're hearing this on Tuesday, June 1st, I think that's the date. Or is it 31st?
No, it's
31st. Oh, 31st, the last day of May. So, you know, go make use of the day, y'all. But
that means we're halfway through the year.
Oh, my God. Oh, happened so quick.
That means I'm halfway to 26.
But today we got something kind of fun. I actually came up with this idea, and I feel like it's not even a bad one.
No, it's a good idea.
So today we're going to... You might have seen this on YouTube. A couple of YouTubers definitely do videos like this, but basically read down a list of unpopular opinions, things that we think... we agree with, but our majority of the people would not agree with. So you guys would be like, what the hell?
Okay, so simplify what Amanda just said.
Simplified it?
It is opinions that we have, so popular opinions, so like people like Kim Kardashian. If you don't like Kim Kardashian, that's an unpopular opinion because of the amount of people that like Kim Kardashian.
I feel like it's even though.
People that like her and people that don't like her?
Yeah. But that's a good example, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So we both made a list of 10. We both don't know what's on the other one's list. We made them completely separately. I was showering hair dye out of my head. And then while she was showering hair dye out of her head, we both made these lists. So I have no idea. She already said that I'm not going to be happy with certain things. I think she's going to be shocked by a couple things. So that's what we got planned.
Do you see it? Like, do you see what I just did in my face?
What brand is that?
Maybelline yellow concealer. Don't fucking use it. It's garbage.
You heard it here first. Sorry, Maybelline.
Garbage.
Megan just taught me that, or a couple weeks ago, she's like, get a color corrector, because you guys, I got bags for days and dark circles for days, and you need to do that if you have it, because it changes your life.
Put some nice yellow or salmon concealer and change your life.
Yeah. But I don't know, we don't really have any current events for today. It's kind of, the only thing that happened was last Monday.
No, remember that law was passed.
What law?
The dog one.
Oh, yeah. So there was a law passed. Is that for everywhere or just here?
Oh, I don't know. But it's somewhere in the universe. I don't know if it's nationwide. I don't even know if it's just, you know, our state or what state it's in.
Well, Megan read this somewhere that if you are an animal abuser... You're going to be basically, it's going to be like how sex offenders have a registry, right?
Yeah, where they're like put on that list. Even if you pee outside, you're considered a sex offender.
Yeah, which if you're on that list, it fucks up your whole life.
Yeah, you can't live with like a certain radius of a school, and you have a really hard time getting a job.
So hopefully it'll help the animals out there, because I feel like it happens a lot more than we think it does.
Oh, so. It's ridiculous. Like, what the hell? What kind of people are you?
And they're helpless little animals out there.
The little babies.
Yeah. The only other current event I had was the Manchester bombing that happened at the Ariana Grande concert.
Everyone knows that.
But, yeah, that's just crazy. I was just like, I feel like I was going a little crazy with it because I was, like, reading up on it and stuff, but I just couldn't wrap my head around that.
That something like that happened.
Yeah. Because I feel like a concert, you just think, oh, it's like, I'm just going to go to a safe place. But, okay, well, other than that, we'll get off our high horse and get to some unpopular opinions.
All right, you start.
Okay, so my first one. Mm-hmm. I think rap music is overrated and I don't like it unless I'm drunk.
I think I liked rap music when I was younger, but I think the rap music was a lot different, like, when we were in college.
Yeah.
I feel like the rap music now, you're like, what the hell are they putting on the radio? Because a lot of them don't make sense, or it's just a bunch of yelling, and you're just like, what is... Or they have some, like, weird sound to them, like the person that's actually rapping.
Yeah.
Like, they don't sound like they're speaking English.
Like, back in our day, we had, like, Eminem, and, I don't know, Ludacris was actually better.
I like Luda.
Yeah, I don't know. There's, like, better. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not...
But in college, like, I think Kendrick Lamar was in college. Drake. I still like them. I'm trying to think. We talked about this last podcast.
I know.
Podcast.
Like, I still am like...
Fetty Wap is just garbage. I just don't understand why people like him.
I just don't... It's not ever anything I want to put on. Even those artists. Like, if I'm, like, by myself and I want to jam out in my car and I put I don't know.
See, I work out to rap music because that's
really?
The only way I can.
I can't.
It's the only thing that I find that's upbeat enough.
I actually run to slow songs sometimes.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that weird? I don't know
I would
why.
I would never run.
Yeah, Megan was like, I cannot run the way you do. And I'm like, I don't know what it is in me. I'm happy I can do that because everything else just goes by too much, like, slower. Like, working out, I mean.
I'm the kind of person that has to be on the elliptical machine, or, like, if I'm on the treadmill, I was telling her, I do those, like, side squat shuffles, because I get way too bored on that treadmill.
Really?
Yeah. It's, like, going one direction the whole entire time. I'm just like, this is so repetitive.
I think I just go into daydream mode. I start thinking of random stuff. I don't know.
That, and I always have to have something to watch when I'm on the cardio machines.
Oh, yeah.
Or else it's just gonna be miserable for that 30 to 45 minutes.
I wish the Sports Center channel wasn't even on in there. Such a waste. I'm sorry. That's an unpopular opinion.
That ESPN's gotta go.
We don't care. Okay, what's your first one?
The dewy look that people are doing with their makeup is outrageous.
I agree.
It looks like people are sweating.
The two, like, are you talking about, like, all this highlighter and
it's
all
like
that?
It's like, they use the highlighter. I like highlighter, but it should only be on certain parts of your face where the sun reaches
your face. And
don't
overdo it.
Do not put a luminizer, dewy mist, and highlight.
Do I do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's like... You look at some girl and you're like, oh my god, you look like you've been dancing your ass off for at least 3 hours because you're just shining.
Mm-hmm. I know a YouTuber I can think right up, not Nicole, but there's another one I watch. Her name is, I can't remember her, it's something K, but she definitely does that. And
it's
I know
awful.
Exactly what you're talking about because she's like, I just love dewy. I think it's like a model look. When I look at that, I think of like models on the runway that you would never dress like.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like too much for every day.
Yeah.
Like, a little highlight, like, looks, like, pretty when you, like, turn your cheek or something. But some of these girls, they'll do, like, those purple highlights. I'm like, oh my god, why do you need that? Mm-mm. That's not even natural.
Nope. Okay. Moving on. I don't think you've seen this movie, but it was one of the most loved movies of last year. La La Land sucked ass. Did you see
I never
it?
I saw it.
No. I did not like it. I just thought it was overrated. I wanted it to be done.
I probably would never see it.
It's not good.
Because I just feel like it's just a waste of my time.
Yep. I was not a fan, and I felt like that it went just too long, and it was like your basic love story, I felt. I don't know. It was shot well, I'll give it that, but it wasn't like any... I did not think it deserved to be an Oscar winner. Let's just... Or, I guess, yeah, it did win some Oscars, but... I was not a fan of it. What's your number two?
I never understood the fandemonium over Harry Potter.
Megan! Have you actually watched them?
Yeah, I've watched two of them.
Which ones?
The first one and the fourth one.
The first one sucks because it's just building up the story. And the fourth one is my favorite, so I don't know what you're thinking. But
I just don't like movies like that.
I think it's just because the books, I don't know.
Did you read the books too?
Yep, I skipped the first one, but I read two, and then I read all the way, and I only read half of the seventh book, and then I couldn't finish it. So I'm not like a huge Harry Potter fan, but I can appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen pictures of you dressed up for the premiere of Harry Potter.
It's because we were all going. I'm not a huge one. I would say I'm a fan, but I'm not someone like our friend Jacob. If you're listening,
he's not, because he doesn't listen to our podcast.
Oh, he's not. But he, whenever it comes on TV, he's like, Harry Potter. And I'm like, you've seen that 6 times.
And he'll sit there all weekend mm-hmm. when that Harry Potter weekend is on. And I'm just like, how? I don't understand. That, and I feel like every time we're with our friends, somehow it's matches at Harry Potter weekend. And it's just on all weekend long. I'm like, oh my God.
Yep. It's Harry Potter weekend. Yep, our friends, I can't think of one person in our friends group. Ryan, my brother, isn't like a big, big fan of it either. So, we're okay. Okay. I think you'll agree maybe with this. Twitter sucks and Snapchat is just eh.
I like Snapchat.
I don't know, I'm not a fan, I don't know. I go fall in and out of love, but it's more the Twitter, I think Twitter is pointless.
I think Twitter has really lost its luster. I will go on TimeHop, and it's an app where it like shows you what you've done in the past like couple of years on social media, and just, you know, you can sit there and reminisce on all the stupid things that you've posted. And I used to be on Twitter quite frequently, and now I'm never on Twitter, but some of the things I would write on there, they were just rants. It's just like an app that, like, a social media that just lets it be okay to just rant.
And 160 characters or less.
Yeah, and then if, you know, you had a little bit more than 160 characters, you'd either snap a photo of a note that you wrote, mm-hmm. or you would just keep going on this thread of tweets. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, we get it.
I don't know. I feel like you can do the same thing on Facebook. And everyone's like, Facebook's dying out. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's still gonna be there.
I mean, I still go on Facebook for the videos.
And I feel like sharing pictures on Twitter, even on Instagram, I don't know. Like sharing a bunch
Facebook
of pictures.
Will forever be like our photo album.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. What is your number three? That was my number three.
I'm not a big cat fan.
I knew it was going to be on your list.
I could really live without cats. Sorry.
I think you just haven't met the right cat.
They're not cuddly creatures. They really don't care if you're alive or not. Except for Sophie. Sophie only cares that Amanda's alive. No one else.
She is cuddly. Just with me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't like anybody else.
I think, too, she's only seen you a couple times. The last
that
time you
would
came
not change
over.
Anything. She's with Josh, Amanda's boyfriend, 24/7, and does not care for Josh like she does Amanda.
When my brother came, too, she was trying to cuddle up on him when he was sleeping, but he accidentally hit her, but,
She said, never mind.
I don't know. She's weird, too, because it's not, we got her as a kitten, like, maybe 2 months old or something, and she was at the house with a bunch of other cats. And she was, like, super friendly, but I think it's just because she's only seen, like, me and Josh for so often that... So we just gotta bring around more people. I should have got her in college.
I don't think it would have changed her. I think cats, they have this way that they're gonna be, and it's just stuck. Whereas, like, dogs, you, like, train them to be a certain way, and that's how they are.
True. But you've never met... Katie Oglesby has the sweetest cat named Pete, and it's, like... Like, kind of like Lady, like, you can pick him up, you can do whatever. And my family's cat, Leo, like, pick him up, do whatever. He's never going to bite you.
They're special breeds of cats.
Gotta find
that. I just feel like cats, for the most part, they're all the fucking same. They're all like, fuck you, just leave me.
Where is this going to be forever argument, so we will move on. Okay. Number four. Guns should be illegal, in my opinion. I think... It's just causing more more bad than good, and should just be done and over with. I don't know what you're going to do if you already have guns, but come and take them away. I'm sorry. I don't know. No, it's never going to happen. It's just what I think would be better.
I think they need to do bigger background checks on people that get guns. I feel like a bunch of crazy people get guns, but I think... Like, I don't know. Because I feel like they need to do a big background check on police officers, too. Because I was going to say police officers need guns for a lot of things that happen. For, like, an instance where, say we didn't have guns. There's still going to be those crazy people that make homemade guns. And how are the police going to protect themselves with a fucking taser?
Yeah, well, I was going to say police probably keep their guns. But then people will be like, they're using it. So it's just a forever thing. But I feel like... If we started off not having guns, we wouldn't have such a big problem now. But, I mean, the UK doesn't have guns and they do bombs, so I guess...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you really can't... I mean, there's evil people in the world.
Yeah. But it would help a little bit, I think. What's your number?
Four. Cereal and milk is disgusting.
That is weird. Why do you not like milk? Is it just the taste?
Cereal and milk. It just makes it soggy. It's just soggy bread.
That's the best part. No, if you eat it quickly. You what's eat fast.
The, well, what's the fun in that? Like, I can't even...
You already eat fast, Megan.
I can't even leave the table without the worry of having soggy bread.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I like it. But mine doesn't get soggy. What are you eating, cereal-wise?
I probably haven't tried it since I was, like, 19. Because I just hated it. I tried it again when I got older. And because when I was a kid, I was like, no, this is absolutely disgusting. So I was like 19 or 18 or something. I was like, I just need to try it again. Because everyone thinks I'm weird when I don't eat it. And I tried it and I was like, this is just disgusting to me. I don't understand who came up with it. They're like, all right, we're going to make these weird, like, bread-like pebbles. And you're going to put milk in it. And it's going to be amazing. And then, like, someone... I feel like it came after oatmeal. So maybe, like, it came from the idea of oatmeal. And they're like, why can't we just eat oatmeal? No, this is going to change the game. It's going to be so easy. You don't even have to heat it up.
You put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah. I just don't like cereal and milk. It's just always been a disgusting thing to me.
All right. Okay, I have a food one next, too. I think pineapple on pizza is awesome.
I don't feel like it's an unpopular opinion. That's my
opinion. No! Really? You like pineapple on pizza?
No, I feel like a lot of people like it.
Most people don't like it.
I've had a lot of people that prefer it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More people... Okay, let us know on our social media.
My ex-boyfriend liked it. My cousin likes it. I had a couple people at work that liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let us know on social media. Do you guys like pineapple on your pizza or not? And we can put it to rest if this is actually an unpopular opinion. This might not make the list next time. Oh, in the new list. Okay, what's your number five?
Star Wars is really overrated.
I agree. And it's so confusing.
Like, why are all these in different orders?
And who's who and why are there different characters playing? And I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't get it. Like... They're like, oh, yeah, this one came after this one. Mm-hmm. This is actually the fourth one.
This is a whole side story. Yeah, that was the new one.
Yeah, but then we have, like, eight of them. Yeah. But this is the fourth one, and it's, like, 2001 when it came out. And you're like, I don't understand why it's like this.
It's I agree. Every time I go, I'm like, okay, can you explain, like, what's this going to even relate to? I don't know. Because I went to the last one. They're like, it's a completely different story. Like, it's just in the same universe kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was like, okay. So, like, they're just making it for money then, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that. Another food one. Kraft mac and cheese is freaking disgusting.
That is quite a bit of an unpopular opinion because I could fucking live off mac and cheese.
Kraft? Really?
Hell yeah. SpongeBob, Kraft, mac and cheese. That's my shit.
Oh, that gives me like the heebie-jeebies.
Why? Because of the powdered cheese?
I don't know. I just, the texture and the taste, especially the taste, I do not like.
I think your mom wasn't making your Kraft mac and cheese, right?
No, my brother and sister would. But my brother and my sister would both fucking cover it with ketchup and my brother, I think my brother put ranch in there too. But I tried it like regular. I tried it with ketchup. And, I just hate it.
I think they just...
They may have ruined it.
They made up, yeah. They definitely did. Because that shit is good.
Ugh.
Especially, like, Easy Mac. You know how great Easy Mac was when that was invented? You can just put it in the microwave and it was done.
I don't mind Velveeta in small doses, but I think Velveeta is just a different taste altogether.
Ugh. Velveeta is, like, one of my least favorite mac and cheeses. And I don't really complain about mac and cheese like that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Six.
Yep.
Zombies and unicorns need to go.
I agree. They've, I don't know.
They've had their stay. If I have to see one more freaking makeup palette inspired by unicorns, I'm going to scream. Or another show about zombies.
Unicorn frat was our last little...
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
We're done.
Is done. I agree. I think that can definitely be over. Done and over with for sure. Tom Cruise and The Rock are overrated actors.
I think Tom Cruise is definitely overrated. I don't know how many arguments I've had with my boyfriend telling him that Tom Cruise sucks.
Because everyone's like, oh, the new Mummy, like, Tom Cruise will definitely bring in, like, money. And I'm like, he's not even, like, that good.
And he's so short. I cannot take him seriously.
And old.
Oh, I can't take him seriously because he's always, like, trying to do these high-action films. Mm-hmm. And he's the smallest person on the cast. And you're like, okay. I don't know. I agree. He's just not a good actor. We watched that John Reeker, awful movie. Hated every moment of it. Like, of course, my boyfriend was like, oh, I just love these movies. I'm just like, why do we always have to watch these?
No. And,
But we always have this joke whenever we watch a movie with The Rock. Whenever he does anything, we're like, yeah, because I'm The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I agree with those. So we're in agreement for a lot. Okay, what's your number 7?
The Beatles are also a little overrated.
I agree they're not as good as everyone says, but they're still...
Like, if you... What, they were the same era, kind of, or, like, after Elvis. Mm-hmm. Elvis definitely beats them by a long shot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Elvis changed the whole game. And they're always like, oh, the Beatles, they really just changed the game for everybody.
I think it's because the Beatles were ahead of their time, and Elvis was very much in his time.
But he changed the game with the whole provocative dancing and everything.
Yeah. But
and rock and roll.
But Beatles definitely made the headway for boy bands and just an, I don't know, they're just so good. I don't know how to describe it.
Someone would have came with a boy band if they didn't come.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, just they're very, I don't know. It's just genius work.
I think a lot of people like them because they were on drugs.
Really? Yeah. I don't do drugs and I like them.
No, I think back in that day because they really hyped them up more than what they were.
I don't know. I'm surprised you said that. Actually, I'm not. I do think they're good, but we will agree to disagree on that one.
They're good. They're just overrated. Everyone acts like they're the godsend of freaking boy bands, and I don't really think that's the case.
Rock music in general. Rock and roll! Okay. Marvel movies are overhyped and just okay.
Yeah, that, and I really don't like how they keep remaking superhero movies.
Me too. I want original ideas.
Well, I don't like that Spider-Man has 3 different series of movies. Like, why couldn't we keep one freaking Spider-Man?
I don't think people really like Tobey Maguire, but I do think that was a good start. And then Andrew Garfield, I'm sorry.
But then they're mixing the other one, the new one with the, whatever those...
Yeah, because
the Avengers.
Young. Yep.
Why didn't they do that to begin with?
I'm sure they were just like, I don't know. Because I don't think they, I don't know.
Like the Hulk. The Hulk has a movie with a totally different character in it.
I think because they just were like fucked up on casting.
That's just so confusing.
It is. It does suck. I was surprised when they even came out with the second Spider-Man series. Amazing Spider-Man. And now it's Homecoming with its younger.
Isn't the Ultimate Spider-Man though?
I don't know.
They have so many adjectives in front of Spider-Man now.
We might be sounding dumb, though, because there could be multiple different comic books series with different Spider-Mans.
Well, that's dumb, too. Like, why would you take someone's idea and then redo it?
Or was this... I think it's the same guy.
What's the point?
Stan Lee. <Yeah. laughs> Help us out. Okay, what was your number 8?
People that usually like Friends also like Seinfeld.
Oh, I hate Seinfeld.
I do, too!
I hate Seinfeld.
And they're always like, it's so funny. I'm like, I don't understand any of his humor.
I totally agree with that, because my boyfriend, Josh, loves Seinfeld. And
does
I'm
he
just
like
not...
Friends?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, usually people like both, because it came around that certain time period. I fucking hate Seinfeld.
And he likes the spinoff show that came from Seinfeld, The Kramer, is that what it was called?
Oh, I don't even... I know it came, like, after, but I didn't know.
Yep, he loves... I don't know. It's... Eh. I agree with that completely. Completely. I also think Big Bang Theory is pretty...
I don't find it funny. I feel like a lot of shows nowadays aren't funny. Like, Modern Family, I don't think that's funny.
No.
That's an unpopular opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Number 9. okay, I said, it's okay not to be married and be in a very long-term relationship. Marriage doesn't define a couple. I think too many people put too much pressure on marriage. Like, after, like, a certain amount of years, they're like, we should get married now. And I just don't think that that's necessary.
You were raised differently, though, than most people.
Yeah.
A lot of people have married families.
Unpopular opinion.
Well, I'm just saying, that's why you believe that way.
I don't know, but I just think... I don't know. I don't think it changes much, but I'm sure people will be like, no, it does. But in my opinion,
government-wise, it does.
Yeah, that way. But I don't think in your, like, I guess you're like, oh, there's more commitment, but
there kind of is, because if you cheat on them, you have more financial risk.
But I don't want to be pressured into that. Just be like, oh, I can't leave them because then now there's more finance. No, I don't know.
I mean, you can leave them. It's just. It kind of discourages people to even try to cheat.
I think you should just already know. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, some people who once a cheater, always a cheater. In some cases, they're like,
yeah,
I'm going to cheat. And then if they get married, they're like, do I really want to cheat?
I just think if you've been in a relationship like right now, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend and you're like a 10-year relationship and you're like, I don't know why we're not married yet. Don't feel discouraged about it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think they are. If they're already 10 years in, I think at that point they're like, yep, this is how we're living.
Yeah. So, that was my number 9. What was your number 9?
I hate Coca-Cola.
What? That's very unpopular. Mm-hmm. You don't like any Coca-Cola product?
I just like Diet Coke. I hate Coca-Cola, like the classic Coca-Cola.
Why? Just too sugary?
I hate the taste of it. The aftertaste is awful.
Gives you that nice burn.
I had some today. It's such a weird aftertaste. That, and I only like diet drinks because of the sugary taste.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people like that. You and Jacob and Josh are all like that. Although Josh will drink vanilla Coke. But I don't know. I love it. I was raised on that, though, for sure.
I'm pretty sure my parents tried to give it to me, but I just never liked it.
Oh, so good. Sure. Okay, my last and final one, number 10. Okay, these are singers that I find overrated, and I named off 3 off the top of my head. John Mayer.
Oh, I love John Mayer.
Mariah Carey.
I liked Mariah at, what's the Emancipation of Mimi?
Oh.
The album? That was her prime album.
Yeah, but I think...
It was like us in 7th grade.
Oh, I have another one now too. Jennifer Lopez.
Ginny on Block was a good song, but her other stuff is awful.
And my last one, Ariana Grande.
Okay, you hit those high notes like Mariah and Ariana and get back to me.
You can't understand half the shit she's saying.
I cannot. You also can't hear a lot of what people are saying.
Yes, I heard the lady, when we got our chicken tenders today.
I was also texting.
But no, I just don't like it when she's like, when it all goes into one, I don't know. I like to be able to sing along to a song. And if I can't get it after the second time I hear it, I'm already out. I don't know. I know that's very, very, very unpopular opinion, but I'm just,
I feel like your genre of music is very unpopular too. Like.
That's true. I'm more of a classic rock, alternative rock. I don't know. All that, like 70s, 80s, 60s music.
Yeah. How did you manage to
do this? I don't know. We dyed our hair and I got red dye on the Vaseline bottle. Okay, what is your last and final one?
Xbox sucks.
Hell yeah, it does. We both hate it because, well, I think
it's just an awful console.
I agree. It for women, the thing, the remote or whatever.
It's too big.
The remote controller. It's too big for our hands and fingers.
Yeah.
And there's, like, all the buttons on there. PlayStation 2 controller PlayStation controller in general is just the best.
PlayStation 2 was the best in general because you had better video games that were unisex.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The games now are all shoot 'em up and kill people. And I'm just like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to play it. Like, this is not fun for me.
I agree. I couldn't agree more that I think that it's just kind of pointless, but...
That, and I don't understand how our boyfriends sit there and de-stress and play that, because that just gives me an anxiety attack every time I even try to play it.
I agree. Even Josh got the new PlayStation, and I was playing Spider-Man on there, and I was getting so frustrated. It just brings me more stress, for sure.
Yeah. And the whole entire time, I'm just like, fuck this. I don't even want to play this anymore.
But, okay, there you have it, you all. There are unpopular opinions.
Let us know your unpopular opinions. We'll post something so that way you can let us know what you think about certain things, and we'll post something about the pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, and while I have you here, listeners, go subscribe and comment and love on Back to the Refuture podcast. You can find them on iTunes, SoundCloud. I don't know if they're on Google Play, but you might be able to find them on there. They are our sister podcasts, and they...
Aren't we on Google Play?
Yep. We're on Google Play, too. Mm-hmm. We're not on SoundCloud. It's too expensive. But
you can't pay for all the forms.
Yeah. Unless you want to go on our Patreon and donate. It's Not So Sober Thoughts. And Back to the Refuture also has one, too, if you want to go donate to their podcast. They put out literally a podcast, at least two podcasts, it seems like, every week. So you get lots of listening.
They're a lot better than us.
I'm just trying to, you know, support. And we are. They called us out and said we're not going to do a, like, we haven't contacted them to do a podcast. But we are trying to set that up. I got to get in talks with Cody, but we're going to try and work that out. And, you know, go like our stuff, too.
You know, just give us a bunch of likes, lots of love.
We're on Instagram. You'll find everything down below in the description. And hopefully you guys have a great week. Get back to work now, y'all.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
How long was that?
31 minutes, but I don't know how to stop it.
Okay. Oh my god.
Lady,
we're just
gonna
keep going and going. Like the energy.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?